Hello.
Hi, Margaret. This is Michael from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just typing. I've just finished work now. Finished a bit late, and then need to go
Okay.
shopping. So sort of a good. Yeah. What time do you close? Do you phone later? Is it any time? Is it possible? Or is it something you need to know now?
Well, it's just a chat, really, Margaret. I mean, it's entirely up to you. It's just a chat. If I'm on speakerphone in your car and there's people there, then probably not the best time.
Yeah, well, I'm just driving. Well, my husband's driving me to what do you call it? I'm going to do a bit of shopping and stuff.
Yeah, it's the call today, Margaret, is more around, you know, what happened, what's the results of your time in care and how it's affected you into your adult life.
Okay. Yeah.
Depression, PTSD and stuff like that. And what I'll do is I'll then go out and I'll gather that information from your GP and stuff, so we can
Well,
submit it to
we've
them.
not got anything on the GP about it either, because I just thought I didn't talk about it.
Okay, so you've just to let you know, Margaret, all our calls are recorded for training and the management papers. I have to get that in. So have you never spoken to your GP about any sort of depression or anxiety?
No.
Okay. And have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues?
No.
Okay. Really tough one, Margaret, and I'm sorry for having to ask this one. Have you ever sort of attempted to take your own life?
No.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is obviously there's no medical records I can get for you,
No,
but
I said that to the lady when I've spoken to her. I go, it'd be pretty hard because I was that young anyway when I was in the care system, and obviously
yeah, no,
memories
yeah,
change a lot, if you know what I mean.
I'm gonna get your I'm gonna get your records from your time in care.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can
That's
get them,
not a
obviously.
problem.
Yeah, you can have a read through then if you want, definitely.
Do you want me to share them with you, Margaret, when I get them?
You can do. Because maybe
Okay.
you might trigger some memories, if you know what I mean. I do remember things, but obviously
Yeah.
you're talking about, what, God, nearly 50 years ago now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's the point is once, because we haven't submitted your case to Scottish Redress. All we've done is applied.
Yeah, applied
We've
for a
told them,
record and things, yeah.
yeah. So we've applied. We've told them that we are going to claim, and but we're going to provide support and evidence.
Yeah.
So what that means is they're waiting for our support and evidence. So I'll write to you the social services in Stirling. I've got
Yeah.
all of the information. I'll share it with you,
Yeah,
and
that's fine.
we'll go through that together. Make sure, you know, any memories kick up, we'll add them. Make sure you're happy where you
Yeah.
are with everything, and then we'll then apply to the Scottish Redress team. From there,
Yeah.
Margaret, we'll get what's called a panel date,
Right,
where
okay.
they'll judge or adjudicate on our case, and then
All right.
hopefully we'll then get you some recognition of obviously what's happened to you in care
Okay, yeah.
or as a result of your time in care,
Yeah,
and just.
it was just mainly like abuse we got in Kellett, so we got, you know, smacked and things like that. We got beat up and things like that when we were in care. I do remember that.
Yeah, that's
And not having any
abuse.
water. They used to turn like the cold water off, so we didn't
Again,
drink, so we never wet
that's
the bed and
abuse.
things.
That's abuse.
Oh,
You
no.
being restricted to, you know, water and being beaten,
Yes.
that's all abuse.
Yeah, things like that. Things like that, I do remember, but obviously times and dates I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Like I said, it's more about how your time in care has affected you into your adult life. That's
Oh,
all.
yeah, they are definitely, yeah.
And if you haven't suffered with, you know, depression or that we can evidence,
I know.
then that's fine. That's totally fine. There's still no doubt in what happened to you in care,
Yes.
and the Scottish Redress will understand that, so it's not a problem. Before I
Yeah.
go, Margaret, I just need to go back over our fees with you and make sure you fully understand what our fees are and what options are out there for you
Yes, he said it
before
was
I.
something about 16% plus VAT or something.
Yeah, they said about 19.2%, but I just need to run through some options for you, and
Right.
then I'll proceed with your case. So just so you know, Margaret, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
Yeah.
That would obviously entail you gathering your own evidence and submitting your own
Yeah,
proof if you
no.
wish to.
I mean, to be honest with you, when I first thought, I thought this is the thing to stop it happening to other children. You don't care, I wasn't expecting money with it anyway, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I
I
get
just
that.
thought it was just something to like bring to light what happened,
Well,
if you
that
know.
as well, that's what we're doing. We're obviously putting a lot of pressure on the Scottish Government.
Yes, some recognition, children.
To stop it from happening again.
Yeah, that's all mainly what it was. It could be my brother committed suicide, you know what I mean, when he was only 22.
Yeah,
I mean, then that critique has affected him a lot more, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so.
You know that you can actually go with another law firm in England and Scotland who don't charge you any fees. They'll help you apply.
Right.
They get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Fee Scheme Agreement.
Yeah.
I can't divulge or I can't discuss their processes and what they would do for you, and probably more importantly, what they don't do for you.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme.
Right.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions.
Okay.
They get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw.
Is that why somebody said to me, if you got offered £2,000, don't take it? That's what the lady said to me. She said, if somebody phones up and asks it, sorry, I'm just getting out of the car.
Okay. No, I don't know what that is, and I'll go back and look at the call recordings, but no, the Scottish Government get pay the law firms £2,000. So whether the client wins, loses or draws.
Right.
But we don't do that. We don't believe in that system.
Said it's no win, no fee sort of thing.
Yeah, so that's the way we do. We enter into a joint venture with you on a no win, no fee basis.
Right,
that's 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Right,
so no matter how much time we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than the 19.2%. On the flip side of that, Margaret, as well, we'll never put you under any sort of financial pressure either. You a no win, no fee. So if we are unsuccessful in getting your compensation, our insurance policy will cover all of our fees.
Oh, that's fine then. It's also, like I said, I wasn't going into it for the money anyway, really.
Yeah.
But I was getting much more of awareness.
Yeah. Do you understand those three options I've given you, Margaret?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Just to let you know, Margaret, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the time you signed any documentation with us.
Okay. But is that not you have already signed one?
Yes, you've already signed with us, but if you weren't aware of the 14-day cooling-off period, start that date today. Alternatively, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period if you're happy and you're happy with our processes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Started on your case.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to kill them when I did it, so it's fine.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Margaret, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Michael. If you save it, if you need me for anything, give me a call.
Okay.
I'll pick up the phone for you. I'm always at the other end of a phone call for you.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Questions, Margaret? Do you understand everything?
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm actually going to shop at the moment. Can I talk to you another time?
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're finished now anyway. It's just making sure that you're fully aware of everything.
All right then. Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Take care. Nice to see you. Bye.